money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
So welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are in the building. All behind the scenes, been just talking about your sporting is happy Friday. I've been going nonstop. I had shot 2 days in a row, and my voice is just done. So I had the throat. So they was telling me behind the scenes the things that I should get. So I got the throat coat. That's what I got in here. I need some. You know what I'm saying? I need some. You know what I mean? Shanti says, try some raw garlic with honey. Garlic will get you right. Facts. I'm going to check that out. Kayvon is in the building. Let's see. Jersey City is in the building. Salute. Oregano oil. All right. Yeah, I got the black seed, though, so I'm going to check. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check the oregano oil. Salute. Put Henny in the tea. Tenacious said, I don't drink Henny though. I don't drink Henny, so that's not gonna work. We're gonna have to do something else. That's a hot toddy. That's what they call it, hot toddy. Henny in the tea. Look, no hot toddy here though. Henny tea. That'll get you asleep. Yo, hot toddy. Florida is in the building. Salute. Vitamin C, D3, drink hot tea. That's about to get there. Ginger, lemon, garlic. Sister Linda, peace and blessings. Elderberry, garlic. All right, copy. Black seed. Hot toddy. I never heard of a hot toddy before in my life. Hey, yo, I sound like Jada Kiss. Yo, the headphones are on fire. Yo, I ain't never heard of a hot toddy before in my life. If you have Seymour, that'll knock it out. All right, copy. Seymour's. I just gotta make it. I got Seymour's. Yo, the headphones are on fire. Who the hell y'all want? Jada Kiss. Who the hell y'all need? Jada Kiss. Yo. Who the hell y'all want? Jada Kiss. Who the hell y'all need? Jada Kiss. All y'all haters. Because all y'all haters can't mess with Jada. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. Yo, my voice. Yo. We gon' make it. Past 2 years. Oh, let me just do daily aspiration. I'm gonna do daily aspiration in my Jada Kiss voice. Yo. We gon' make it. Yo, my boys, B. TGIF, my intuitive go-getters. Welcome to the day that you continue to win the journey of being your best self. Hold on, let me do this. I'm sorry. Yo. Hold on, let me bring the beat back. Yo, chill, stop, y'all. Yo, stop, y'all. Yo, stop. We gonna make it. We gonna do the daily aspiration in my Jadakiss voice. Yo, y'all making it worse. Stop. TGIF, my intuitive go-getters. Welcome to the day that you continue to win the journey of life, of being your best self. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to making a decision. They say to be a winner, you must decide to win, plan to win, and expect to win. And all in all, it starts with you deciding. It isn't enough to kind of want something. You have to know with all your heart where you want to go and why you want to get there. Once you decide, make sure that absolutely nothing stands in the way, especially you. Sometimes we become our biggest roadblock and don't even know it. The decision you make today will shape your life tomorrow. Make the wise choice. No longer is it acceptable to allow fear of the unknown or complacency to stop us from getting what is rightfully ours. Move fearlessly and know that the right choice will always work out in your favor. Because as John Lennon once said, everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, then it's not the end. I'll leave you with a couple of quotes. First one's by Roy Disney, and it says, it's not hard to make a decision when your values are intact, when you know what your values are. Next quote by Michelle Obama, and it says, you can't make decisions based on fear and the possibility of what might happen. And last but not least, by Hannah Hamilton, and it says, whatever you decide, don't let it be because you don't think you have a choice. Well, that's a bar. Let me tell this one real quick. Yo, look. Let me tell you, right? You know, the first lady used to tell me all the time. She'd be like, yo, you know, decisions are not really hard to make. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, decisions are really not hard to make. It's really about your values. Like, what are your values, right? And when you stand tall, when you stand tall on your values, then you can make the right decisions, right? And so, like what Roy Disney said, it's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. Because at the end of the day, right, what do you really value? That's the question I want to ask you today. You know, as we talk about making decisions, what do you really value? Do you value what people think about you more than doing what you're supposed to be doing? Do you value fear? Do you value criticism? What do you value? Right? Because the decision that you're making or not making is a direct connection to what you actually value. Right? If you value success, if you value good health, if you value your happiness, if you value prosperity, if you value love, if you value money, right? If you value all of these things, right? If you value these things, then you wouldn't let fear stop you, right? You wouldn't let jealousy stop you. You wouldn't let envy stop you, right? You wouldn't let procrastination stop you. If that's what you value, right? Whatever you value, that's going to tell us what decisions you make. I don't have to think twice about decisions, right? Do I sleep or do I do what God told me? All right, you know what? I'm going to take a nap. I'll sleep later. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make the decision. I'm going to make the decision to go hard with the gift that God gave me today. Right? I'm going to go hard with the gift that God gave me today. It's an easy decision to make. Right? Do I party? Do I go to the places that I want to be seen so I can stroke my ego? Or do I put in the work? Right? Do I put in the work and do what I need to be doing? Make a decision, y'all. Make a decision. Just make a decision. Just decide. Right? Just decide. Just decide. That's it. Just decide. You know?
I have a great time with my life.
I love my life.
And I want to share it. I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive.
Hey, yo, Philly, what up? Philly beat, Philly speaker, you know what I'm saying? And then watch me inside the vault with the Philly veteran, the business bully.
Simple. This is what I believe, and I'm really not. We need to grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter because
we were becoming
something greater.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to sell. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is
ridiculous hard work.
Sickening work ethic. Work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working.
I'm working.
The other guy's eating, I'm working.
Yep.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day,
you'll never probably
communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
one summer, his dad tore down a brick wall on the front of his business. Told 12-year-old Will and his 9-year-old brother to rebuild it. A job they said was impossible. It took them a year and a half, but they did it.
And he said, "Now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can't do."
This is bully. Don't see the bad luck. Well, happy birthday, yo! Happy birthday, my G.
You don't say I'm a big
salute. Happy birthday to the business bully. I knew it was today though too.
You don't stop there. You say, "I'm gonna lay this brick."
Appreciate you, worldwide.
A brick can be laid. And you do that every single day. And soon you have a wall. I want to do good.
I want to do good.
I want the world to be better.
I want the world to be better.
I was here. I want my life. I want my work. My family. I want it to mean something. And it's like, it has. If you're not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time. You know, like your life will become better by making other lives better. I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want.
Wait, hold on. We're going back to back. We're going back to back with Will.
I believe that I can create.
I can create.
I want to create. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you.
You gotta believe it.
There's no reason to have a plan.
There's no reason to have a plan B.
Plan A. I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen. Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Yep.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road.
Why would you be realistic?
What's the point of being realistic?
Just put up a bet.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. So now we just got to wait for y'all to see. I study the patterns of the universe. There's a redemptive power that making a choice has, you know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice.
Like, you just decide what it's going to be,
who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
And from that point,
yep,
the universe is going to get out your way. It's like it's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know.
You know, there's a flow of the universe that I've grown to know just how to go with it. I realize that to have the level of success that I want to have is difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus. You got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity.
I'm motivated by fear. You know, I hate being scared to do that. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of.
It was Franklin Roosevelt that dealing with fear, you have to fear fear.
So absolutely.
Absolutely. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant. I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. I will run. You will not be outworked. I will not be outworked. Period. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's 2 things. You're getting off first, or I'm going to die. It's really that simple. The guy who's willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that new car. You know, he got the two. Ooh, God, he probably drive out with that. He's going to be out of bounds, but he's going to do it back in. It's like the commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want or aren't achieving the things that they want in this business is strictly based on hustle. It's
based on hustle.
Based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities. I say all the time, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Hey, yo, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
Y'all, we need to rewind that back because I don't think some of y'all was listening. I don't think y'all was listening. There's no reason. There's no reason to have a plan B. It distracts you from plan A. I need you to make a decision, yo. That's it. Like, right now. Not tomorrow, not at the top of the year. I need you to make a decision right now. Who are you going to be? What you going to do? And how you going to do it? I need you to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to make a decision. I don't be trying to be all doom and gloom, but I don't even think y'all understand, right, that tomorrow's not promised. Hey, yo. I keep hearing about people passing away, especially like young people, right? Like whether it's through sickness, through get killed, like, yo, it's a lot, yo. I don't think y'all understand, yo. I don't think y'all understand. Like, tomorrow's not promised, yo. People out here dying. Whether you hearing about it or not, people are out here dying, yo. And a lot of us are walking around like tomorrow's promised. A lot of us is walking around like tomorrow's promised. So I'm saying I need you to make a decision right now. Stop waiting. Like you keep talking about 2022. You don't even know if you're gonna get to 2022. So what you waiting for? You gonna die with the gift inside of you? Are you going to die with the gift inside and be disobedient? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to make a decision. I need you to decide. I need you to just be like, yo, you know what? Effective now, today. Right? Like, what am I going to do today? What is the plan A? No plan B. No contingency. No, if this doesn't work. What are you going to do today? Like, what is that thing you're going to make a decision on today? And then just go. You know what I'm saying? Make the decision and then just go. Because you don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow is this fallacy that somebody put in your head. Somebody put this fallacy in your head. You know what I'm saying? One day, a king procrastinator, a queen procrastinator, put that word out there to make you feel okay with not handling your business. You know what I'm saying? A procrastinator did that. A procrastinator gave you tomorrow. Nobody's ever lived tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't exist. It's a fallacy. It's a fallacy. It does not exist.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward.
Yo, pay attention.
You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration on another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
I believe that I can create whatever I want to create.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. I think that there's a certain
shoot salutes, happy birthday, my G.
Quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
Just put up a bet.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. So now we just got to wait for y'all to see. I study the patterns of the universe. There's a redemptive power that making a choice.
Make a choice.
You know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice.
Make a choice.
Right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out of the way. It's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know.
You know, there's a flow of the universe that I've grown to know just how to go with it.
I realize that to have the level of success that I want to have is difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus. You got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity.
I'm motivated by fear. You know, I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of.
It was Franklin Roosevelt said the only fear you have is fear of fear.
So absolutely. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant.
I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill.
Lizzie, I
will not be outworked. Period. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's 2 things. You're getting off first, or I'm going to die. It's really that simple. The guy who is willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that new car. You know, he got two. Ooh, all right, he's going to drive out with that. He's going to be out of bounds, but he's going to do it back in. It's like the commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want or aren't achieving the things that they want in this business is
strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities. I say all the time, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
And so here's the question you got to ask yourself. Are you content? Are you content? You chilling and you acting like this, but are you content? Philly! Another Philly beat.
Look at your life right now. Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like the things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content? This is it. You don't have to do anything else. But you already resigned yourself in life. You say, well, I'm happy. I'm not starving like the people in Calcutta. Are you allowing yourself to get off the hook like that? Or do you believe somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there's some other great work for you to do? There's something else that life has
life for you.
And that's why you're here. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I started thinking about becoming a speaker, I said, yes, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people say to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I would say, you're right, look at what I've done. I would say, no, Les. Hey, come on, man, get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. Doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage your business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. And when I start changing that kind of mindset of beating myself up because of my mistakes and start looking at the possibility of my doing better, of my making the adjustment that would enable me to do what I want to do successfully, things begin to change. I say, stop beating up on yourself. You do it. I know you do it. I've done it. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down.
Yeah.
We are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. So I'm saying that we have to work through the challenges of life and learning how to begin to work to fortify ourselves. Here's some other things, ladies and gentlemen. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. More people have a sense of hopelessness and anxiety about life. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. You'll be scared to death. I mean, it turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Don't pick up the newspaper and read it. No. I could just try this. Just experiment with yourself. Now, if your job depends upon you knowing certain things, let somebody tell you just about those things. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. Churchill says there's nothing to fear
but fear itself. That's
a destructive monster. So turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a
deaf ear to the bad love.
And all they can
David
do
Grant,
is talk about
the bad
how
love.
Negative things are
Cash
because
out.
They have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. You know, most people think you're strange if you're happy today. People say, how you doing? I said, better than good. Whoa, what's wrong with him? See, these people have not found their purpose in life. That's why they're grumpy, but that's why they're miserable. That's why they're so negative. They're hurting and they want to hurt other people. So start practicing using programs for your mind. Seminars, books, workshops. Keep a journal. Record your thoughts. What's happening with you? Every day when you get up, have a journal near you. I use a Jack Bowler journal so that I can write down my ideas. I keep it by my bed so I can write down my thoughts. See, ladies and gentlemen, we get 3 to 4 thoughts a year, that if we would act on those thoughts, it could change our life. Don't say, well, I'll remember that. No, write that thought down.
Write that thought down.
Are you satisfied?
Are you satisfied?
Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content?
Are you content? Hey, yo, I'm digging in the crazy today, yo. These are, look, so let me tell y'all a quick story, right? So before I created Mind Right Radio, I used to listen to these myself. This is like mixes that I made myself. So a lot of these y'all haven't heard in a while because these were my like personal collections, you know what I'm saying? And so I never like stamped them, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if a lot of these are on the actual Mind Right Radio, but a lot of those are like my personal collection. I forgot what year I started, but I had these for a while. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just sharing y'all my personal collection because it all fits. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go, look, we're going to go to this. Look, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing with today. Stop procrastinating. Make a decision. Ask yourself, are you content? And this is what I need you to do. Y'all ready? This is what I need you to do. I need you to let the dream destroy you. I need you to let the dream destroy you. I need this dream needs to destroy the you that's holding you back. I need you to let the dream destroy you. All of the people, the places, the things, anything that you're holding on to, you can always go back. I need you to let the dream destroy the old you that's holding the new you back. Let the dream destroy you. Come on, E.T., talk to him.
Aggressive people finish first. It is what it is. Y'all from New York, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just for real. You come to New York, I promise you, if you don't want to get harassed, stay in the house. I'm talking about you in New York. It's 80 degrees. My man like sunglasses, bro. He needs some sunglasses. I'm like, I'm good on sunglasses, bro. It started raining. He like, my bye. Boom, you want an umbrella? I'm like, yeah, I need an umbrella. You know what I'm saying? They don't be playing in New York. They got everything for everything. My man was like, I was listening to the podcast. I heard your girl got it. I got the Jelenia on discount, bro. I'm like, on discount? On discount, bro. Y'all are great. And it ain't like you like, I'm good on the sunglasses. No, bro. Sunglasses. These sunglasses, I'm good on that. No, bro. Sunglasses. I'm like, no, bro. I'm good on the sunglasses. You sure, bro? I'm like, I'm sure. Like, you just got aggressive. Like, you gonna make me buy the glasses? So I had to realize I was delusional. I thought if you were a good person and you do right by people, that people will take your kindness and give you kindness back. But what I realized is sometimes in this world, the kinder you are, the more they try to play you like a fool. I was delusional. I'm nice to you, you're nice to me. Don't always work like that. Sometimes it's nice to me and I take advantage of you. So some of y'all, you delusional. I just need you to do me a favor. When you are delusional, you can never get the outcomes you want because the premise in which you're operating from is a lie. So you got to work from truth. And some of us don't want to deal with truth because it's so difficult. E.T., you dropped out of school. E.T., you grew up in a certain community. In order for you to be able to do what you need to do like a Tony Robbins, there's some things that you don't have in your arsenal that if you can just admit you don't have it in your arsenal, then you can go get it. But until you admit that you don't have it, you'll never be able to do it. I need you to be a huge favor. I just need you to be real. And the reason why a lot of y'all don't want to be real, because some of you would rather be in a lie and at least have a lie than not have anything at all. You already know the reality about that relationship. You already know that job, your boss ain't about to cash you out. You're just scared to quit and start your own business because you don't know if you're going to do well or not. You know you shouldn't. Come on, be honest. You know you still shouldn't be at that job right now. Let me see your hand. Let's just be real. Let me see your hand. You know you shouldn't still. Raise it high. Don't play with me. Raise it high. You still shouldn't be at that job, but you're delusional. that one day is going to be your day, that one day you're going to merge your job and your calling together. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to just leave. Oh, the dream will destroy you. Right, later. The first version of Eric Thomas would never be able to stand in front of you guys. The first version of Eric Thomas, the high school dropout, that guy would have never been able to stand here and help you. I had to destroy that Eric Thomas. That Eric Thomas that grew up in Detroit and had like that Detroit mentality, while I love it, it doesn't transfer to every community. I had to let the dream destroy you. Let it strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Don't be afraid. Some of you are afraid. Listen to me. Wherever you from, if that's where you from, if you leave, you can always come back. I promise you. I promise you, when you come back, you can get right back in the conversation. Ain't nothing gonna change. I promise you, whatever world you're from, if you go to other worlds, you can always go back to that world. Are you listening to me? Let it destroy you. So I was talking to a coach yesterday, NBA coach. I've been wanting this opportunity for my whole, like, for a long, long time. And coach called me, right? Let it destroy you. And my natural personality is for real, bro. I want to barter. You know, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I give you this, you give me that. Let's barter. We ain't got necessarily exchange money, but let's barter. So coach hit me up and was like, yo, we'd love to, you know, we'd love to have you come to practice. We'd love to bring you to the game. We'd like to have you on the jumbo screen. We'd love to have you come out and the crowd meet you. I was like, that's cool, coach, but I eat now from the NBA. I could have been in any Alabama game. I ain't been to none. I don't do that, coach. I need a check. I hit C. Like, C, I need this letter. Can you write this for me? I'm going to send it. Destroyed me, meaning that you know how hard it was to send that letter? Because I understood if I sent that letter, that letter was only going to do one or two things. That's what you're scared of. You scared to get to the real answer. Once I sent my man that letter, only two things going to happen. One, he going to pay me. Or two, he going to say, no, thank you. That's what you're afraid of. You're afraid to get to the real answer. And yes, while it hurt, I let it destroy me. Meaning what? Every time I do it, it's that much easier for me to do it. And what I had to think about was, yo, bro, if you don't want to pay me and you know what I do, then that means you looking out for you. Why? Because you getting a check. That's what I love about folk, bro. You getting a check. You making millions as a coach. If you really think I'm as good as you think I am, and you just told me what I could do for the team, if you getting a check every time they do better, then why wouldn't you give me a check and bring me in? So really, you showing your hand. What you're really telling me is you don't really value me, because if you really value me, you cut the check. But what you tell me is I have to talk to the front office. You ain't got to talk to the front office. You my Jews. So do me a favor. Let it destroy you. The version of you that you are right now is a blessing, but it won't take you to the next level. What got you here won't take you there. So let the dream destroy you, tear you down, redefine you, build you back up, make you stronger.
All right, last but not least, what time is it? All right, last but not least. Yo, when I tell you, listen, I'm going in the crates. I don't know if these are on Mind Right Radio, Blue Five Keys. I know you asked. I'm a scrub through Mind Right Radio. Oh no, you know what? Next week is Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna slow down a little bit, and so I think I'll have time to scrub through and make sure that whatever is like, if whatever's in there, right, I'm gonna scrub it through. But let me tell you, this track. Saved my life on so many occasions. I think this is on here. But this track right here, yo, saved my life on so many occasions. I used to listen to this joint, and I think it's like 12 minutes long, right? And I would listen to this joint over and over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? I used to listen to this joint over and over and over again. It's so powerful. Let me see if y'all take a guess. I think it might be on Mind Right Radio. Let's see.
I want to be a cooperative component. I want to be a vibrational match to all that I've been asking for. I want to be a cooperative component. I want to be a vibrational match to the source within me, to the culmination of all that I've become. I want to fulfill my being here. I want to acknowledge that source is having step two moments. I want to be aware of the difference between the step one and the step three vibration. I want to acknowledge that it's all right for me to have step one moments. I want to know that it's okay to be out of the vortex. I want to make peace with where I am. I want to look for the positive aspects wherever I am. I want to make lists of things that feel better than other things. I want to make lists of things that feel good until I've increasingly improved lists. I want to activate within myself thoughts about things that feel good. I want the dominant thoughts that I think to be inside the vortex kind of thoughts. I want the majority of the beliefs that I hold to match the beliefs that source holds. I want to relieve myself of the flawed premises that I picked up along the physical trail. I want to let all other people live as they want to live. I no longer want to use anyone or anything as my excuse to be outside the vortex. I'm an in the vortex person. I'm someone who wants to be in the vortex, but I'm still physically focused, and while my source is always in the vortex, I'm willing to come out and play and put more good stuff in. But now I understand the relationship. I understand what emotions are. I understand the vibrational frequencies between who I am and who I'm being. I love the emotional guidance system that is within me. I love feeling my way into the vortex. I love knowing the well-being of the vortex. I love knowing that all truly is well with me. I love feeling the worthiness of my beingness and the prosperity of my being and the vitality of my being and the clarity of my being and the knowing of my being. I love being.
I love being.
Don't you now know more about the vortex than you've ever known? Don't you understand your relationship with it? Don't you know what your dominant priority is? Don't you understand your guidance system better? Don't you want to think the thoughts that feel better? Aren't you willing to be nicer to yourself when you're not in the vortex? Aren't you willing to let everybody else off the hook who hasn't been trying that hard to make you feel good? Aren't you ready to take responsibility for how you feel? Don't you sort of feel empowered to do it? Don't you love the feeling of being out of the vortex and then consciously, deliberately focusing yourself in? Don't you love coming into your own power? Don't you really like knowing that the universe has your back, that everything that you want is all queued up for you, and it's just a matter of focusing yourself into it? Don't you now, from inside the vortex, appreciate more of those outside the vortex contrasting experiences that have caused you to expand? Don't you like knowing that you will constantly expand? Don't you like knowing that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Don't you like that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Don't you like that it's going to be a constant tuning up? Well, that's the part you don't like so much, because you keep thinking you want to get in the vortex and get it done and live happily ever after. And we want you to hear something that's hard to hear, but it is so, so true. And that is, it's getting into the vortex that is the rush of life. Just like when you're hungry and you eat something, it tastes better than when you've been eating all day long. When you're out of the vortex and then you work your way in, that's that zest.
That's that
feeling. That's that feeling of motion forward, you see. You just don't want to make a career out of step one. You want to make a career out of step three, which is moving into the vortex, into the vortex. And each time you're in there, then you can look at those people who you felt were responsible for your not being in, and now they look beautiful to you because they gave you the reason to expand, and in your moving into your expansion, you are thrilled with everyone involved. So you have this person, and they just harass you into expansion, 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 expansion. But then you can't get your eyes off of them because they're just so in your face and so inappropriate. So the very person that caused your expansion is now the person you're using not to take your expansion, and that's why you're extra, extra mad at them. But when you're in the vortex, you'll be extra, extra appreciative of their having prodded you into expansion, and you're using your guidance and wisdom to now take your expansion. There's still a little bit of, oh, Abraham, just get me in the vortex. Let me just get in the vortex. I'm tired of not being in the vortex. I just want to get in the vortex where good things can start happening to me. And we say, get in the vortex and good things will start happening to you. It is law. Say with us, what I want is done on a vibrational level. It is. What I want is done on a vibrational level.
It's done.
What I want is done.
It's done.
On a vibrational level. I ask for it, and it is done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. That's why he's saying, it's, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. It's done. It's done. My lover is there. My money is there. My good-feeling body is there. My recovery has taken place. My abundance is there. My clarity is there. My stability is there. My vitality is there. My flexibility is there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. I like to think about it. I like to talk about it. I like to bask in it. I like to concentrate. But don't do any of these processes to make something happen. It's done. It's done. It's done. Don't do them to make them happen. Don't do them even to get it. Don't do it even to get there. It's done. You are in your physicalness. You are so insignificant in relationship to what's done. It's done. Do you realize the world you are creating? Do you see your vibrational escrow? We do. It's done, and it's magnificent. Now talk about it, because it feels good to talk about it, because it doesn't need more work. You don't need the clarity in order to make it happen. It's done. You don't need the conversation. You don't need the processes to make it happen. It's done. Let's not get the job done. Let's let the job be done. Let's let it be done by the natural laws of the universe. Let's let it be done by the larger part of you. Let's let it be done by law of attraction. Let's let it be done because it's right that it be done. Let's let it be done because it is done. That's the thing that we so want you to hear. It is done. It's only your awareness that you can't see the evidence of the doneness of it that is holding you back. Everything is unfolding in its perfect order. It's a matter of letting it be, letting it, letting the goodness that you so deserve, that you've so set into motion, that you've so even recently contributed to magnificently, just let it be. Let the good times roll. Let the fun be. Let my attitude improve. Let the evidence be shown. Let the world understand. Let me know right now. Let it be. Let who I really am be present in this moment. Let my eagerness be. Let my passion be. Let my clarity be. Let my balance be. Let my metabolism be. Let my well-being be. Let my cells do what they do. Let my nation be. Let my government be. Let the healthcare system be. Let the ecology be. Let the economy be. Let the good times roll. Let it be. Let the well-being be. Let the earth spin in its orbit in perfect proximity. Let it be. How involved in that are you? You're not involved in that. You let that be. You let that be. And you can let everything be in that same expectant of good things to be. We want you to leave here sure of these things. You are more source energy than you are flesh, blood, and bone being. You are vibration at your basis, and your emotions are your keenest way to identify that. Life is supposed to feel good to you.
Life is supposed to feel good.
You're off track. You can't get it wrong, no matter what, because at its time of feeling most wrong, you're really poking around in a problem. And when you are at a time when you are really poking around in a problem, you are really giving birth to a solution. And we all really appreciate that, because we exist as you perceive us right here and now, as the solution side to the problem that you have posed. If your life had not prompted the culmination of your question, these answers could not be here in this vivid form. We were not standing here as the owner and holder or perceiver of all of this knowledge, just waiting for you to figure out the right question so that we could deliver it to you in the perfect timing. You created the answer when you posed the question. Our satisfaction happened even while you were struggling with your question. Your satisfaction doesn't happen till you let go of the problem and accept the reality of the solution. There isn't anything that you're supposed to do. You didn't say, as you made the decision to come into this body, you didn't say, I'll find my life's purpose and I'll fulfill it. you didn't say, I'll go forth and find the things that need to be fixed or improved, and I'll work on fixing and improving them. Instead, you said, I cannot wait to sink my thinking teeth into the variety that will inspire expansion from me, because it's fun as it begins in the beginning and the middle and the ending. It's fun to explore contrast and variety, and it is oh so fun to give birth to a new idea that has not been before. And it is so much fun to recognize the vibrational variance between the new idea that I've given birth to and where my habit of thought usually is. And it's fun to be aware of this vibrational variance by the emotions that I feel, and it's fun to guide myself into alignment, and it's fun to feel the improvement in the manifestation of my life as I find more alignment. And oh, it is so satisfying to come into complete alignment with that new expansion that I just carved out. And oh, then by the way, it's fun to see the manifestation swoop in all around me, but it's then fun to find myself standing in a new place of diversity and contrast, giving birth immediately to another new desire. That's fun. And it's fun to realize that I'm not up to speed yet with that new idea, but it's fun to recognize that I have guidance within me that lets me know the direction of my expansion. And it's all fun when I turn in the direction of that. So satisfying to feel the call of source and to come into alignment with it. Oh, and so exhilarating to complete that vibrational alignment and to feel the resonance
with the resonance.
All that I've become. Oh, so satisfied, and then to get to watch the manifestation swoop in around as evidence of that alignment. So fun, and then to find myself standing in a new contrasting place. Because I cannot stand in any place for any period of time at all. It's all moving forward so rapidly, isn't it? So when you come, as so many of you have, to the awareness that it is the expansion that is exhilarating, and the catching up with it that is exhilarating, and the contrast that's exhilarating, and the expansion that is exhilarating, and the catching up with it that's exhilarating, and the manifestation that is exhilarating. But it's a movement of energy that you are about. You are energy moving themes. You are creators. You are focusers. You are beers, not doers. You are beers, not havers. You are beers. You are emotional beings. And as you care how you be, as you care how you feel, then all of that having and doing will just show itself to you. But it will never, ever, ever be the main event. It will always be old news. It will always be old news, because the new news is the new idea, the new idea, the new expansion, the new motion forward, the new coming into alignment, the new emotion, the new sensation, the new culmination, the new manifestation, the new contrast, the new idea, the new coming into alignment, the new emotion, the new alignment, the new manifestation, the new contrast. In other words, it's just this cycle of never-ending joyful life experience that we are all a part of.
Yo, I tell you, I used to listen to this track over and over and over and over again. All right, y'all, appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. My first time, I'll be on every morning, get my mind right. Salute. Taurus Carter is in the building. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate you. Sharika Crump, when I tell you these mixes you've made are amazing, it provides me hope, strength, and motivation to keep pushing towards my goal. Yo, listen. So, Mind Right Radio got over 70 tracks. What happens is, if you keep hearing the same tracks over and over, because the radio app that I'm using is sophisticated enough to know when people drop off, you know what I'm saying? And so it plays like the favorite joints that people listen to all the way through. So this is why it might seem like it's not a lot of tracks on there, but there's over 70 tracks. I'm gonna work on getting more out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna work on it, but I can't promise anything. That's one thing I'm not doing no more. I'm not stretching myself. I'm not promising nothing that I know. Like, my word means everything now. Effective immediately. My word is always. So the thing was, my word always meant something, but in order to I would let my intentions lead. You know what I'm saying? So I would be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I intend to do it, but then, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I would get sidetracked and then I wouldn't do it. So I'm not promising nothing that I know I'm not going to do going forward. And so I'm going to do my best to get new tracks on there, but there are 70 tracks on there right now. I would suggest, like, I can't listen to all 70. I listen so if you got VIP, yo, create a list, you know what I mean? Create a playlist, and then go, you know what I'm saying? Witness Elevation, Wahida Clark is going to be at the vault. Oh, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. I'm trying to build my playlist, but I can't download that Tony Robbins. Yeah, I'm gonna go through it because I think there's some that I didn't upload. You know what I'm saying? I think there's some that I didn't upload. So I'm gonna I'll make sure I upload those. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't tell you when, but I'm gonna scrub through it to make sure that I upload them. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. You know how we close it out. You know what I'm saying?
I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals. My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
Appreciate the badge love. Ramaya Trash, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, Panther Ink Graphics, I am JP Rich, the Business Bully, Mr. Real Estate, Shoe Solutions, Witness to Elevation, Where's CJ, I am Shea Love, Blue Five Keys, T. Gillis Poop, Pretty Petals, ATL, the Diva Secret Closet. I appreciate the badge love, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. Go to the Earn Your Leisure YouTube channel right now and tap in. Because what? All right, y'all. I love y'all. Have a great one. Yo, thank you, everybody, on the YouTube check-in, on the Facebook check-in. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. I'll see y'all on Monday, in God's will, inshallah. Salute, 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 salute. All right, y'all. Peace, 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 peace. Peace, y'all. I'll see y'all. Wait, hold on. Let me. Y'all gotta start using my drops. Where my drops at? Wait, do I have them? Oh, look. I got some dope drops. Let me see if I can find them.
You're now tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right, Money Right. Money Right. Money Right. You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show, your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right. You're now tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right, Money Right. Money Right.